This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks to be here.
You know, last time you were on the show was July of 2016, and a lot has happened in your industry. And bring us up to date what Flux Power is all about.
Yeah, good question. Flux Power is really leading the adoption of lithium to power forklifts. And we saw that at the annual trade show, ProMat, the largest trade show of its kind in North America. And I just saw an unprecedented interest, people to our booth, other people touting lithium as well. So it's just a great space to be in now. We're seeing interest from all the key players in the industry, the original equipment manufacturers, the distributors, battery distributors, the dealers, the suppliers, and end customers.
You know, the industry you guys are in, the market space, that's a billion-dollar market, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a multi-billion-dollar market. In the primary sectors we're in forklift, we estimated $8 billion of potential battery purchases. So it is very large, can take a number of lithium players, although we're the only ones that have 900 packs already in customers' hands, the only UL-listed pack, the only one approved by the major original equipment manufacturer. So we're pleased with where we are, and particularly in terms of the opportunity in the days ahead.
Can you give myself and maybe my listeners some metrics on old batteries that are still out there that probably need to convert to lithium-ion batteries?
Yeah, the primary batteries used out there today have been around since 1913. They've made improvements since then, but it's kind of like squeezing blood from a turnip at this point. And our packs will last 3 to 5 times longer. So even though we have a higher purchase price, we sit down with end customers and show them how they'll save anywhere from 25 to 75% cost savings over that 5-year period, because they don't have to replace batteries so often, and they don't have to pay for water maintenance, watering the batteries every 2 weeks, because ours don't require it. So there's a big labor savings there. And that's not to even to mention all the performance benefits. They can get a lot more done with the lithium chemistry, which provides a quantum step up in energy density and ability to move their product around in warehouses.
Well, let's talk about your product, the LiftPak lithium battery pack. How's it being received right now in the market? Can you tell us if you have any new clients and what sales are like?
Yes, there's very strong demand. We are getting new customers regularly now. We are getting quotes for bigger amounts of batteries. You know, they replace their lead acid, and when they buy new equipment, that's another time to put lithium in. And they don't, you know, we're talking with one household name grocery store chain that has 2,500 of these. And of course, they don't replace them all at once. It'd be too disruptive all around the country. They do it in stages, and we actually like that because it's good diversification of risk, easier on delivery schedules, but we our process is they try one, they pilot it, they demo a few, and then they start their ordering process. So we're seeing a lot more interest. The other validation is that not only from the end customers, but we get a lot of suppliers who like supply the chargers, because you got to charge packs, and others who do provide other items for the packs are now talking to us much more frequently. So we're getting validation there.
My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. You know, I was reading, I don't know if it was on your 10K or a press release, but I saw that 100 packs per month is kind of your goal. Is that what you guys are looking for?
Actually, we produced 150 packs last month, and we believe the demand for that is much, much greater than that as we get up ahead of steam. Our forecast calls for 300 packs per month by the end of this calendar year. Even at that, we're small single-digit market share of that market. So it's a massive market, and so for the next 9 to 12 months, we think we have a very, very realistic goal, which really provides significant ramp for us.
Well, I was going to ask you that, Ron. At 150 packs, what kind of revenues are we talking about in that month?
Yeah, our average revenue is about $3,500 per pack for those walkie packs. Now, note that walkie packs are the most numerous by unit volume in the industry, but the lowest price, lowest power of any of the forklift equipment. So our plan is to offer increasing battery power and sizes for the larger equipment.
Is that your average price point, $3,500?
Average point price
for the walkie
pallet jacks, the small equipment, yes.
The reason why I was doing some numbers real fast, if you sell 150 of them at $3,500, that comes out to around $525,000 in revenue. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I bring that up, at a market cap of $11.2 million and a stock price a little bit less than a half a cent, in 2016, your revenues weren't much more than $550,000. And you're telling me we could possibly do $500,000 in 1 month.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. That's what I say about that. Wow. My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. Talking about new products, what's new products are you going to be introducing this year and why?
At ProMat, the annual trade conference I just mentioned that was in Chicago.
Absolutely.
We introduced in our exhibit several more products of the packs for the larger equipment, as I mentioned. The next size up is about twice as powerful a pack, and it's for the forklifts that you stand on. You actually stand on them. They're called in riders.
Right.
And they lift about twice as much product and are the next most highest by unit volume in the industry. We also introduced at our exhibit to be available for sale late summer would be packs for the forklifts that you sit on, the counterbalance. They call it in trade jargon.
Right, 3,500 pounds, 5,500 pounds.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And those are, six or seven times the revenue. And we have modular design packs for those. And those are based on a product we've just started to introduce, which are packs for the trucks that pull the cargo and baggage caravans at the airport. We've piloted those. Household name airlines love it. They like it. And we are going down that path of introducing those in the market.
That is amazing. What we learned here today is that revenues are up on the uptick for Flux Power. Stock to me is very undervalued at 0.045, four and a half cents a share. My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. In closing, Ron, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Just that at ProMat, which is a good place to a good litmus test to see the demand and interest, was just overwhelming. Exceeded my expectations from all the constituents in the industry, whether they be suppliers or consumers, and the excitement. You don't want to exaggerate it, but it's like a tidal wave coming, and people see it. People are moving around. People are looking. Well, who should I partner with? Because we need to get ready. And,
right.
And Europe is ahead of us, so they've already proven the path. And the large multinational companies that have operations over there are seeing that. So the level of excitement was very, very impressive.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like I said, it's always a pleasure to hear what's going on with Flux Power Holdings. Please don't wait another 6 months to come back on my show. I want you to come back, 40, 50, 60 days. Give us an update of what's going on. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much. We'll do that, and glad to join your broadcast. Thank you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.